Well, let's hit book four. Book four is the quickest book that I go through. Each of three and four does not take long. I'm going to transition now out of book three when I'm meeting with my friend. And the way I'm going to do that, I want to be talking now about response, faith and repentance, book four, right? I'm going to give a challenge after book three. Here's how I introduce book four. One of the reasons I want to go through this pretty quickly, three, is because I want to be able to do this right here. Say, John, in book four, everybody take your book and look at page number five. On the fifth page, where this is answering the question, what does Jesus say is required to have eternal life? You see there's a bold print. It's a prayer there. And that is a prayer that models a prayer that has often been used for people to express their desire to become a follower. Now, John, in my opinion, this is one of the most misunderstood things that Christians ever talk about, this prayer to receive Jesus. And I want you to understand this. The prayer is to be viewed as a ceremony. This is why you need to listen to those tapes if you've not listened to them, because this is the important point here. It is a ceremony. And therefore, I often use the stories that I put in the material there that you listen to. That's where I'll explain. I might talk about, you know, what if I were dating Carol and went through that whole thing about, you know, when do you think we'll ever get married and that sort of thing. I'll use that story at that point. I'll come back and then I'll use the story of when a person dies and they stand before God. They don't really know when did I actually. All that would go right here if I wanted to use that. But here is a little thing that's not in your material that I've started using. I created this year and I've used it many, many times now, and it's just proving so profitable. I call it the cloud of doubt. And what I do is I say, John, let's assume that this is a continuum of your life experience. And here is a person, whoever they are, they have this same, in their religion, they've got four different stations they could be in life, in their spiritual pilgrimage. I'm going to put a bold, strong line here. And when a person crosses over that line, they truly become a Christian. Okay? Now, here are the four stations of life. Remember, this is a cloud of doubt. A person could be here at stage one. Stage one is, I know I'm not a Christian. No question in my mind. Number two, I may be a Christian. I just have doubts. But I'm not sure. But in reality, this person is not a Christian. All right? Third, I don't know where I am. I think I'm a Christian, but I'm not sure. But in reality, they are across the line. They're station three. And then a person comes out of that cloud of doubt, and they're in station four. They know they're a Christian. There's enough evidence. They don't even question it. They say, I know I'm a Christian. I said, you know what's interesting, John? You could be in the cloud of doubt thinking you are not a Christian, and in reality, you are. You're actually here when you think you're probably here. There are people who are in the cloud of doubt, but assuming they think they're a Christian, and they're really not, because it doesn't matter if you're in two or three, it actually is the same place. You don't know. So here's what I want you to do this week, John. I would like for you to go home and just take a few minutes and evaluate where you think you probably are. Would you do that? So I'm not saying tell me where you are. I'm just saying you evaluate where you think you are. And then I want you to view this as a ceremony. Remember, a ceremony never is designed to create love. The ceremony is there to celebrate what we think to be a true love. Okay? Though sometimes a ceremony may precede the birth of true love. You know, it's not the way it's designed to be, but if that does, so be it. We don't care. The main thing is you want to know you're in love. How do you know you're in love? There's going to be fruit. So would you do that this week and kind of evaluate where you think you are? And then if you think the ceremony is something you would like to have, then have that ceremony by just making that your prayer. It's a prayer ceremony. Not designed to make you a Christian. It's to celebrate that you sense there's been a birth of love in your heart. Okay? And I'll leave it right there. Now, when I get to book 4 and we meet together, the first thing I'll do when we get into it, I'll say, hey, let's go back to this cloud of doubt, and I'll draw it up again. I say, remember the 4 stations? I said, why don't you evaluate? So when you and I started meeting, where would you say you were in that scenario now? And this is what I will hear. I think I was right here. This is what I just most recently heard the guy I just finished meeting with a few weeks ago. I said, where did you, he said, I think I was right here. I said, where do you think you are right now? He said, I think I'm right here. I said, so you think you crossed the line since we started meeting? Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, let me ask you this, John. Let's say you were here. What is it that in 4 weeks has brought you to the place that you feel you're right here? What would have done that in just a 4-week period? And he said, meeting with you and learning what I've learned and getting to discover what I've discovered. And I said, that's it. I said, let me ask you this. What do you think would take you from here out to here? And the answer is more of the same, right? And so here's my beautiful opportunity to do follow-up. And I can say, well, do you want me to help you do that? And let's go a step further, and I'll explain what that is later, okay? So that there's something yet to be offered to them. But this is how book 4 works, the beginning and the end of book 4. During book 4, I'm telling you, I just don't spend much time on book 4. I really don't, because I want to talk about where we go from here and follow up and all. It's done now, so I say, okay, how about faith? Did you understand what it's talking about, faith? You get that? Yeah. How about repentance? Did you really understand what repentance was? And I can underscore anything. And then I simply come to, okay, if you think this is where you are, then let's do such and such. And I pick it up there. We'll go into follow-up, which I'm going to cover at the very end, okay? Any questions on book 4? Any questions? It's a very simple, short one.